This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your mind. This is Gary. I'm going to fill in for Scott Hannon. We had Lorianne LaRocco on Opportunity Knocking earlier. We're going to have her come back at the bottom of the hour for just about another 10-minute segment. I had a few more questions I wanted to ask her. And for those aspiring entrepreneurs that would like to ask Lori a question, call number 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Lorianne interviews some of the heaviest hitters in business industry on CNBC. It's a good way to start your day is understanding the what's going on in the markets and market leaders, and she does a lot of that. She's got an incredible Rolodex that way. So we're going to shift gears a little bit. Austin, my son, is co-hosting with me here in the studio at KFYR. Austin, the next guest, you basically introduced me to him through YouTube. You're always finding funny characters or personalities, and this
that's the benefit of having so many crazy friends on Facebook is everything shows up in your news feed. So I ran into a thing called the Res Report or Weather Report by Rob Fairbanks, which showed up on my Facebook feed, and you know, we were sitting down at the table over Christmas and decided to show you the video, and you know, I think you liked it a little bit too much, but we've got a special guest here on the show, but we'll play an excerpt here.
Yeah, before we bring Rob on from Minnesota and interview him, we're going to play a segment. It's a YouTube video, but if you want to find it, you can just go to YouTube and search Rob Fairbanks. He's got Twitter, he's got Facebook, he's got his own page, but here's a soundbite of Rob's Res Report, Weather Report, Rob Fairbanks.
This is your Leech Lake Weather Report for today. Oh, it's just snowy out. The snow is just sticky right now. Just sticking all over the place. The roads are just slick right now. So you better slow down. Yeah, and if you're trying to hurry up and make it to the casino buffet, you better slow down. You better just stay in, make some mac soup or something, put some wieners in there. Yeah, some little wiener mac soup, keep you warm. Cut up with your lady there, feed her some wiener mac soup. Visibility is about only like 10%.
Rob, are you on with us?
Oh, I can't even.
Yeah, I'm here.
how are we doing today?
Good. It's just slick over here.
Yeah, we had to take a four-wheeler into town here, so I think we've got the same weather.
Yeah, it's really slick out here. It's just like sliding on ice. I know Jordans ain't made for ice because you can't walk anywhere around all year.
my son Austin and I had to drive 5 miles in a four-wheeler, and it was icy on the roads, and he kept reaching back and feeling my knee, and I kind of poked him, and he said, "Dad, I'm just trying to make sure you're still back there."
Yeah, you don't want to lose nobody in this weather. Once you get sliding, you ain't going to stop.
So, Rob, tell us a little bit about your I just really appreciate your humor and your fishing reports that you do on the Res Report. Tell us where you're from and how you come to do this weather report.
Well, I'm originally from born and raised in Minneapolis, but I'm from the Leech Lake Reservation. And after going to school, I moved back to the reservation to do heating and air conditioning. I've been working for the Res, and I started doing videos on YouTube about 4 years ago. it just started out. I just started doing like little small videos just for my friends, just for, you know, jokes. And they kept encouraging me to keep doing them. And I used to always watch, there was other people on YouTube. I used to watch Clarence Two Toes, which his real name is Ryan McMahon. And I used to really love his character he had and videos he did. And it inspired me. I wanted to do something similar. So then people were telling me to keep doing my videos, and somebody suggested, you know, you should do something like a weather report. And I've always wanted to do something like that because I watched Smoke Signal. They had the guy on the road. He did like a traffic report. And he's like, well, yeah, there ain't much traffic going on here now, you know. And so I love that bit in the movie. And I was like, I want to do something like that, you know, and make it the unofficial Leech Lake Reservation, you know, weather report. And so one day I just went, you know, decided I'm going to do one over by our rest area. And I wanted to kind of like put where I'm from on the map and show like where I'm from and bring a sense of pride back to where, you know, where my people are from and where I'm from. So I started doing my video, and I did that first one, and it just kind of took off and went viral. And a lot of people don't know, like, the Red Reporter is actually based upon my uncle, and he's from Canada. So he had a real thick, what we call a Resi accent. That's that, yeah, you know. And
you do a great job with all your videos.
and that was like, and I wanted to, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to take my take on the weather, and because he inspired the Resi Reporter character, because anytime he told a story, or, you know, told like an everyday activity, it's like, it turned into a story, and you were always interested because you wanted to see where it was going. And that's where I came up with like the Res Reporter and the Res Report. And it just kind of, it just blew my mind that everybody accepted it and everybody loved it. And it just went viral, and it's just been crazy since.
So that's all it took was a quick video upload to Facebook, or did you, you know, is that where it kind of became popular, or was it off YouTube, or what, you know, what were your intentions, or what was your plan to get it out to be viral? What was your secret?
Well, it just went, first it was just on Facebook, and I, you know, I had no idea, like I said, I had no idea it was going to take off like it did. I was doing it at first just for my friends. Then all of a sudden I did that one. Then it just started, I don't know, it just went crazy. It just started getting shared all over on Facebook. It got to the point where I was getting overload on friend requests. So somebody suggested, well, you should start a public page or a community page. So I started, that's why I started the Res Report. And then I figured that'd be a good place to start putting my reports on. And I started doing, as I started doing more, it's just like, more and more people just started, you know, coming, adding me to their page. Then finally I started a YouTube, and people started, you know, mentioning from me from YouTube to Facebook. And mostly a lot of it has come from Facebook and all the sharing that goes on.
What I think is interesting, being in a rural spot like you are in Minnesota, those of us in North Dakota sometimes, you know, it's fairly remote. And so we have to have a little humor to make fun of ourselves and where we're from, I think, sometimes, because we sometimes get oversensitive and apologize too much that, you know, and I remember growing up, having traveled a lot, when I used to travel and I would say I was from North Dakota, I almost kind of apologized, when I was younger, because people would kind of make fun on, and they would go, oh yeah, that's the state where they got that big, all the president's heads. I go, well, no, that's South Dakota, you know.
Yeah,
so they can't even get my state right, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So I can appreciate the fact of what you're doing with Leech Lake and being from, you know, the reservation area there, where, you know, in Bismarck we're a little oversensitive, having come off the Dakota Access Pipeline, people being a little bit worried about race and issues. And we're going to go to the break here shortly, Rob. I want you to stay with us, but I'd like you to talk a little bit about the implications of what you've done and kind of using humor and comedy to kind of talk about who we are, where we're from, and how that doesn't have to be a bad thing, where, you know, so often we end up being oversensitive to that, because we are who we are from where we were born, and we have no control over that, right?
Yeah, so, exactly.
So when we come back, I'd like to get a sense of it. And I don't know, we got just a few more seconds, but do you out and do comedy at all?
Yeah, I do stand-up comedy now. I've been doing that for 3 years now, too. So it's kind of went hand in hand. The videos kind of led to the comedy stand-up. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm pursuing my comedy career, which has always been something I wanted to do since I was a kid. So through the videos, I've been able to.
If someone's going to book you, Rob, how do we book you? How do we reach out to you?
Either on my, you can either go to my Rob Fairbanks on Facebook, or you can go to www.robfairbankscomedy.com. Or my email's resreport2014@gmail.com.
Okay, because we're going to get those call letters again, and we're going to post that on the Facebook page up here, because I can tell you, I'm going to have you back for a comedy act, because you are just too good. So we've been talking to Rob Fairbanks, Res Report, from Leech Lake, Minnesota. Stay with us for more questions and...
We want to break. On your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Ransom, Sargent, Nelson, Steele, Griggs, Walsh, Hemina, Cavalier, and many southwestern North Dakota counties in early 2017. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry, a commitment to serve, and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative commodity board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nominations and election process, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Guaranteed iron, outlet prices. That's what you get from Titan Outlet Store. And if you tell them Scott sent you, you get 11% off an already great deal, because the outlet price is already a good deal. Plus, it's guaranteed iron. They have a 2012 New Holland T8 390, less than 1,000 hours on it, 340 horsepower, 1,600-pound front weights with the bracket. The rear has the 5 remotes and a high-capacity hydraulic pump, 18 speeds forward, 4 speeds in reverse, 3-point quick hitch to it, Michelin tires on this one. Front tires are 480, 770 R43s. The dual rear tires, 480, 80 R450s. And a differential lock on those two. The cab's loaded up. Luxury leather interior, suspended seat. Auto guidance ready with the IntelliView 3 monitor. You get the idea. This is a great bargain at under 1,000 hours on this thing, folks. So listen, call Titan Outlet Center right now, 218-233-3700. Snatch that deal, 218-233-3700, or go to TitanOutletStore.com, TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them, I-94, just south Minnesota Exit 6. You'll find them right there. And remember, 11% off if you tell them Scott sent you to Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now more of What's on Your Mind with your guest host in for me today, Gary Emmett.
Welcome back to What's in Your Mind. We've been talking to Rob Fairbanks. Rob's from Leech Lake, Minnesota. He does stand-up comedy, and if you want to find him on Facebook, it's Rob, R-O-B, Fairbanks, F-A-R-B-A-N-K-S. He's got many YouTube videos out there. He's got a Facebook page called Res Reporter. Rob at Res Reporter is his Twitter handle. So look him up, watch some of his videos, YouTube videos, and I would say book him for an event because, Rob, I'm going to find a way to have you out here. Welcome back, Rob.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. I hope to make it out that way.
We'll do it. We'll wait. Maybe we'll wait till the weather's a little better. I don't know, Austin. Maybe
we'll wait until it gets a little less slick out here. That's what we'll do.
Maybe you can. Maybe take a four-wheeler out and go pick him up.
Oh, no, it's too cold.
You need a cab. You might need a cab.
I might have to round up some of my neighborhood dogs here and slide all the way over there on the hood of a car.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Well, yeah, Austin, there you go.
I'll send Austin out to, right over there with you. Can you pull? Do you think you'd be able to pull a sled behind that hood?
Yeah, just throw me a rope. I'll make it.
So, Rob, a question for you. Do you get any, you know, I think we're oversensitive to race sometimes in this country, and that creates a challenge for us to all get along. And tell me, if you run into that, what's kind of your reaction to that?
Well, I personally try to see myself as a human being. You know, I was taught that, you know, that we're all human beings and we're all related. And that's the way I look at it. It's like, we're all here on this earth, you know, we're all put here with the animals and trees and all that. We're supposed to be living in harmony. And to me, and I think we, as human beings, we've kind of like lost that way, you know, that harmony. And for me, my humor has always been my way to connect with other people and to make friends and stuff. And so I've been using my humor as kind of a way to bridge, you know, the gap between different, you know, races, communities, and stuff like that. And I've been trying to reach out to many people as I can, and show people that, you know, to me, humor is universal. And if you can sit down and laugh and have a good time, I feel like you're able to bond a little bit and put your differences aside and able to, you know, have that common moment where you're able to laugh and let go of all the, you know, the stuff we worry about. Because I think a lot of times we worry about a lot of the wrong things, you know, and I just like to keep it simple. And for me, it's been my personal mission to try to, like I said, build that gap, you know, build that bridge, you know, between that gap and, you know, bringing our, you know, especially around my community, I've been trying to bring the community together, the non-Natives and the Natives together, and trying to just, you know, show that we can have a good time. We're not that different, you know, we're just all human beings trying to live, you know, take care of our kids and, you know, live and, you know, make and survive.
And I noticed, I noticed in some of your videos, you, in good humor, tease the elders a little bit. And have they given you a little grief about that, or have they been pretty good supporters of that?
No, I've been received by the elderly community pretty well. I mean, the way I look at it is like, in my humor, in my videos, I try to give you that family feel, you know, like how I'm trying to give you a piece of mine when I grew up, you know, how it was in my home. And that was the humor, you know, and it was when you went visited your grandparents or your uncles or aunties, you know, there was that little bit of teasing, you know, but it was in a good way. It was in a loving way. And they were able, you know, I knew, like, my elders and stuff, and I knew that I wanted to connect with them, you know, and a lot of times our elders, they want to have that feeling of, you know, they just want to sit down and visit and talk to somebody. And I knew the best way to do that was through humor, you know, give them that little tease, you know, to let them know, you know, I'm thinking of them, you know, and then
Rob, can I put you in a spot and have you give us a 1 minute, whether it's a off the top of your head fishing report or one of your elder things? We got about 2 minutes to go. Maybe you need to read it, but you know, I'm kidding, but I was going to play another one, but maybe we could give us a little bit of one of your reports live here for about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Can you do it? Shoot it away.
Yeah. Yeah, this is your Leech Lake weather report for today. It's about 2 below. Oh, the wind's just gusty right now. Oh, it's really blowing just hard. I was trying to open my eyes, but it burns. Making my eyes just water. Oh, just water. You can't even see right now. Kind of looks like when you put on your grandma's glasses and you can't even see. Can't even see nobody right now. Oh, trying to look out on the lake, but I don't see nobody. So if you're going to go ice fishing today, it'll be a good time to go. Because it looks like there ain't too many people out there. So you might want to grab your 5-gallon bucket and head out there and find you a good spot. There's fish in there. They're biting. I went by the creek over there and I went and checked it out. There's fish in there. But I got all wet when I went in there because I went through. So now my pants are just stiff right now. I can't even walk. So if you're over here by Highway 2 over here in Cass Lake, you might want to stop and pick me up and help me bring a blow dryer so I can thaw out my pants so I can walk. So I'm just going to be, I'll be standing by the creek here giving more reports. I seen a few geese just flying in the sky. I think they're lost. I don't know where they're going. I hope south, I think. GPS is off.
All right, thank you.
I think the signature part, the best part of your videos, if you focus at the end, you know, you finish with a "that's it" kind of thing.
Yeah,
so.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, you're always waiting for "that's it," and you do it so fast. Yeah. You're always waiting for the anticipated bullet there. So we've been talking to Rob Fairbanks, Res Report. Rob, thanks for joining us. Hope to bring you out to Bismarck.
Thank you. Stay tuned.
Take care.
Serving the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Has a busy 2017 coming up. And in a minute, I'm going to give you a number. You can call the number and get a catalog so you have all of these. Full color brochure, looking good, and be on that list. In the meantime, I'll tell you about a couple things coming up here early in January, Wednesday the 11th, Kidder County, some pasture land featuring some beautiful, gently rolling hills, good access, good exterior fences and water, productive soils at 77 for the whole quarter, 83 for the cropland portion only. It's near Steele, North Dakota. Good, good set of land there with 150 acres. That's coming up on January 11th. January 27th, an online only machinery auction. Online only. Mark your calendar for that Friday, January 27th. Wells County is where they'll be on the 31st of January, about 500 acres in Wells County. Excellent cropland northwest of Carrington. Property be offered up in three parcels there. Early February, Dickey County, about 160 acres there. And if you're going to be down to Palm Springs, California, Gold Canyon, Arizona, Mesa, Arizona, anytime over the March time frame, February and March, they have some wonderful land seminars that will be happening there. All the details are on that at Pifers.com, Pifers.com, or you can call them 877-700-4099, 877-700-4099, or go to Pifers.com and tell them Scott sent you. Back with more of What's on Your Mind now with my guest host today, Gary Emanuf. Gary?
Welcome back to What's Your Mind. Thank you, Scott. We're going to return to Lorianne LaRocco. We cut it a little bit short, and sometimes when she had so much to say and there's so many more things I'd like to talk to her about, but Lorianne, welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
What I wanted to do is, Lori, what I love at the end of each of your chapters as you interview each one of these people and tell their story, I love how you have a section about if you're a business owner or manager, or if you're an employee, or if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, you lay out for, you know, kind of a section and kind of a closing thoughts. And what you had at the end of Harold Hamm was, it says, don't sell yourself short thinking Hamm would have been rich simply because he was in the oil industry, or telling yourself he was lucky. Neither is true. He's at the top of the game because he strategically built his knowledge and leads his company well. He has not guaranteed success, nor did he achieve it without a lot of hard work. He knew what he knew, and he made sure he learned the rest. So, I mean, I just love how you wrap up each one of these chapters and you kind of set someone up that's an entrepreneur, even if you're an employee and you want to be an aspiring entrepreneur, but you're kind of locked into a job. As we were saying when we cut the last segment out about how you have to write your books, you had a full-time job and you had to write it in 30 days, right? And so you had to find windows of time to put all these extra hours in. So talk about that a little bit, please.
Yeah, sure. I mean, pretty much, you know, you don't have to be an entrepreneur in order to be successful. You could be very happy being a manager. I love being a television producer, but I also wanted to write books. In order for me to achieve that, I had to take time out. There is sacrifice in everything that you do. When it comes to me writing my books, you know, it does take away time, from family. I'm a mom of three kids. And when I wrote my first book, my youngest at the time was two. So I wrote my book between the hours of 9 p.m. and 1 a.m. And then I would wake up again and I would write my book from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. before they got up to go to school or to daycare. I made that time. It's that personal commitment. So what I did when I broke down each chapter was, like, we call it like the payout. So if you are a manager, how do you use this level for the pyramid? And I break that all down because you can achieve world domination. You could be the best cashier for your company, you know, for a particular store. That's what you want to do? Be the best that you can be. So that's why I break everything down, and it's all about hard work. Every one of them work. They work, you know, they work very, very hard. I work extremely hard. You work very hard. I know you personally have gone, traveled the country with your own products because you believe in them. And if you believe in yourself and you believe in your ability, you'll have fun, and it won't matter about how much work you're putting into it.
Well, I appreciate that. Leon Francis on Twitter said the Harold Hamm story should be taught in every inner city classroom. They're turning out can-do entrepreneurs instead of whiny gimmickrats. So, I mean, that's really true, because in America, I mean, if you want to start a business tomorrow, you can just on your own find a little money, and there's people always willing to put money somewhere and go out and start it. And many of these people started out with no money, like Harold Hamm. You know, he worked out, eventually got to the point he bought one truck and built from there. And
Exactly.
That's incredible. Talk to us a little bit about Wilbur Ross. You know, I know you got to go here. We got about five more minutes, but, you know, he's kind of coming under a little bit of heat as Commerce Secretary for Trump. But you've interviewed him, and you referred to the fact that he's been in all three books. Help the public see a window of him that you know.
Sure. Wilbur is what called, a lot of people say, what's a vulture investor. A vulture investor, it really sounds like negative, but it really isn't. He actually buys companies that are considered dead. And he turns them around into billion-dollar successes. You know, back at the financial crisis in the first book, he was actually, it's all about, you know, turning the financial crisis into opportunity. So I'm all about the how and why and strategies that leaders employ. And so I asked Wilbur, you were over in Asia when Lehman went bankrupt, when the world markets went down the crapper. What did you do about it? He said, without skipping a heartbeat, he wanted to invest in financial services. And I said, why? People are running out of a burning building and you are running in without a hose. And he's like, that's where the opportunity is. So I think when it comes to Commerce Secretary, when it comes to these picks that President-elect Trump are, you know, who he wants to have employed in those positions, you got to give him a chance. Who better to run commerce than an individual that has turned around industries that were considered dead? He has been in auto parts. He's been in coal. He has been in steel. He has been in financial services. I can go on and on. He knows how to take a problem and look at the weakness and build on that weakness and turn it into a success. So that's the thing that I believe that all Americans need to focus on right now.
And I think that's important to touch on, especially with the situation we're in. I think in recent news, there's showing up some of his comments about Brexit and how we're in that situation with Brexit, and you know, what can he do for the United States during this Brexit?
Well, and exactly. But what we have an example is he can build jobs. If Wilbur's successful when it comes to the trade, when it comes to the layering effect of what Trump wants to do, it will create jobs, which will make America stronger. That's what we need to take away from everything.
Lori, talk to us a little bit about Donald Trump. You've met him. You've interviewed him.
Yes.
What do you think he's – talk to me about not only his leadership style, but where you think he's going to take this country in the next 4 years.
I think he's going to focus on middle America, which has been ignored for many decades, let's face it. He wants to make sure that they have the skills – that they have the education available to them, that they take manufacturing into the 21st century. And I believe that he really wants to generate jobs by having that layering effect of better trade, having a better education for all available for everyone, and also to have a livable wage where we can have the next generation do better than their parents. Because right now there's a section of America where they are not. They're actually doing worse. And that is not the American dream. And the president-elect would like to make sure that everybody has the opportunity, you know, to thrive.
I think what's interesting is he's focused on the manufacturing side and the coal industry and areas where people said those jobs are gone. Donald Trump seemed to be putting people around him who really is people from industry that have done it before. And as opposed to just putting another bureaucrat in that is going to be the same old, I mean, he I don't know if draining the swamp is still the right term, but he's going to sure shake things up, isn't he?
I believe he will be. I think that he will be challenged with the bureaucracy because let's face it, there's a lot of red tape there. But if anybody can cut the red tape, it's going to be President-elect Trump and the businessmen that are around him because businessmen want results. The country should be run as a company. We should not be running these high deficits. We should be in the black. But we also have to make sure that all the entities, if you will, the foundations of America and the different businesses that he's trying to rebuild and to take to the next level, that will all help. And there you will see that trickle-down effect of better jobs, of better education. I think people just need to give him a chance and not succumb to any fear that they're reading.
Lorianne, LaRocco has written The Opportunity Knocking. And do you have any other exciting new books on the horizon coming out? This is, you know, lessons from business leaders. Do you tend to stay focused on the direction of business from CNBC because you come in contact with so many of these great leaders? What's your next venture?
Well, I'm writing two books right now. I'm writing a sequel to Dynasties of the Sea, which will be coming out, I believe, in June of 2017. And I'm penning a fiction novel. And that's just more for fun. It's more about like Devil's Wear Prada for broadcasting. And I'm having a lot of fun with that. But, you know, I like to write these books because I'm privileged to meet these very smart individuals. And I think we too often as human beings don't take ourselves, we don't build up ourselves like we should, and we knock ourselves down. And I think when you read books like Opportunity Knocking, it kind of, you see yourself in these people, and that in itself should be inspirational for you to achieve what you want to achieve in life.
Well, Lorianne, thank you for taking time out of your holiday schedule. I know you're on vacation. I know you also are a teacher of your CCD for your kids at the church, and you write books, and you've got all this talent that you have to continue to interview. And I appreciate the fact that you share that with the public because, you're able to share these behind-the-scene stories. And, you know, we look at these leaders and we just, you know, we just sometimes think that it's insurmountable. And, you know, being people and listeners from North Dakota where we're at, you know, I don't want to say we don't get out that often because, well, we sure do because we need to. But at the end of the day, sometimes that's the way we get in touch with the outside world is by people like yourself who live in the fast lane with lots of things going on and being a mom and a wife and bringing all these people together on CNBC to be interviewed is not a small thing. And having that Rolodex, as they say, the lady with the $1 billion Rolodex is something we appreciate that you share with us.
Anytime. Like I said, success is in all of us. We just have to kind of light that fire and seize on it.
Well, Lorianne, thank you for coming back for one more segment. I know our listeners appreciate it. I know I surely did as well. And I'm going to try to get out to that inaugural in Washington, D.C., and then we'll hope to see you out there since you're going to be out there broadcasting from there. So,
bell's ringing. I'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks, Lorianne. Thanks for joining us. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
You bet. This is Gary Amedeth with What's on Your Mind. We are going to be back for one last segment. We're going to talk about the rest of our guests for the next 3 days that we have left. So stay with us. This is Gary Amedeth. What's on Your Mind? Stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing the role of the North Dakota Safety Council in helping businesses gain access to quality, affordable safety training.
The part that I think is so unique with the North Dakota Safety Council, too, is we combine the quality with the affordability, and that's the part that may not be stated in our mission, but we strive for that every day to say, not only do we want to make a quality training out there, we want to make an abundance of quality training out there, we want to make it affordable so that everybody can attend, whether it's a conference or whether it's any safety event. I think that's one thing that stands out when I think of the North Dakota Safety Council.
The NDSC's 44th Annual Safety and Health Conference is February 20th through 23rd in Bismarck. To learn about discounts available to NDSC members and WSI policyholders, go to www.ndsc.org. That's www.ndsc.org.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full-service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And the program I do called Energy Matters with Todd Mitchell are brought to you by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. It is a great organization doing great work to stand up for the men and women of the lignite industry and all of the companies that support what they do in the lignite industry and stand up for you. Because, folks, reliable energy and affordable energy is under attack right now, mainly by the regulators, but some of these extreme environmental groups as well. This is an industry under attack. So what can we do? We can arm ourselves with information so we can push back against that, make sure our elected leaders know exactly where we stand on that. And one reason to go to SecureEnergyFuture.org is you'll have a chance to sign up and be informed when these battles require your help and letting your members of Congress, your legislators, local elected leaders know you support affordable energy, reliable energy, and the lignite industry. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Minnesotans, North Dakotans, you're needed. So check it out. SecureEnergyFuture.org. South Dakotans, you too, for that matter. Back to more of What's on Your Mind with your guest host today. Here's Gary Amenoff.
Thanks, Scott. Back to our last segment here. I'm in studio with my son, Austin. We're going to be having to head back and next 5 miles stint back on that four-wheel, so you're probably going to have to go get that cab warmed up on that four-wheel so it's warm this time back.
Oh, yeah, I got to get the engine started and throw a nice hat on and my jacket.
Somebody posted a picture on Facebook and someone made a comment that you were, I was likely to be sitting behind you in a four-wheeler, so you were my windbreak, and that was true, so I appreciate the, you can break the wind on the way back since you're the cab. So,
well, usually I make a better door than a window. So.
Yeah, that's normal for you in front of the television. So. Hey, this week we're going to talk about the guests for the rest of the week. Tomorrow we're going to have Steve Marcourt on, who is a city commissioner here in Bismarck. We're going to talk about some of the things happening around Bismarck. We're going to have Carol Sovak. Carol's an adjunct or associate professor at the University of Mary in the business school. Gary Therelson School of Business, and is going to get some perspective on some of the happenings that are going on at the University of Mary. And then, of course, as always, we have Congressman Kramer, who's on for an hour every Wednesday from 10 to 11. So if you have some questions, Kevin's always great to take questions. Congressman Kramer will be on. And then, Austin, we have a friend of yours going to be leading off on Thursday, Alex Walker. So who is Alex Walker?
Yep, so I had the privilege of meeting Alex over at the convention in Cleveland. He's actually the son of Governor Scott Walker and presidential candidate in Wisconsin. He's also running for College Republicans National Chairman as College Republican Chairman in North Dakota. He's asked for my support, and so we're gonna get him on here, kind of talk about the young movement of College Republicans and why it's important to be involved at such a young age.
But I think what's great about it, what I want to ask him is when Barack Obama got elected in 2008, he attracted all these young people. And then you've seen a huge movement of young people that I think kind of abandoned him. And they became Ron Paul libertarians. And they didn't. And what is interesting is people, when I talk to people from the Democrat Party in North Dakota, many of them find that they're hopeful over the Bernie Sanders movement, which I think is just a too far left to be successful in North Dakota. But he sure brought a lot of energy in Austin. I don't know, did you see a lot of Bernie Sanders support on campus versus Donald Trump? Where are the students falling in line today that you see at UND?
Oh, I mean, you have them from all over. You have the Bernie supporters. You know, those are probably the most active, honestly. They're the most passionate, I would say, that besides being Trump supporters or, you know, the libertarian movement is pretty strong, too. So I think what it is there just needs to be a transparency, and that's what College Republicans is trying to work towards. We're trying to revive, and we're trying to be transparent. We're trying to be committed to you know, each college student, provide them the information and the basis to what it means to be a conservative with Republican ideals.
So that's Alex Walker, Scott Walker's son. We'll lead off with him Thursday morning. We have Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner. I got some questions about the Industrial Commission, the role it plays related to the changes with the new governor. Is the balance going to change even though the three Republicans? We have Dale Sandstrom, just retired from the North Dakota Supreme Court, been a political activist. What's he going to do in his retirement and get some of the stories having served his time on the North Dakota Public Service Commission, and also on the North Dakota Supreme Court. And then we're going to finish off Thursday with Rich Carlgaard. He's the publisher, North Dakota native publisher of Forbes magazine. I'm going to be excited. I know he's a friend of Doug Burgum. I texted him and asked him if he'd be on, and Rich came back and want to talk politics. And his text was kind of funny. He said, Doug Burgum's going to be a great governor for North Dakota. And on the presidential side, Donald Trump, he has potential. Times the jury's out, so we're going to want to find out what he means by that. Friday morning, we're going to then switch to Mark McKinnon. Mark McKinnon is an American political advisor. He's been kind of a reform advocate, but I followed him during the presidential campaign. He was the co-executive producer and co-host at Showtime, and he did the show The Circus, Inside the Greatest Political Show on Earth. And I found it kind of fascinating as he was behind the scenes. Mark McKinnon's a former Democrat, converted to the Republican Party. I think George W. Bush brought him over, and then he got involved in the McCain campaign. So Mark McKinnon, we're going to have some discussion with him. We have Dan Wagsland from Mandan here with the grain growers. Renee Mitchell from Fargo. She's done a lot of photography out in the Bakken. And then last, we're going to finish up the show a couple of Washburn, North Dakota kids, Peppy and Salo Ketcher, who are entrepreneurs that we're actually going to be taking a call from Guadalajara, Mexico. They have Cruz Tequila, and they started it, and I thought it was fascinating. I have a couple of young guys from North Dakota who are actually entrepreneurs out there doing it and talking about Cruz Tequila. So you've been listening to Gary Emineth and Austin Emineth from K-Fire Studios. Thanks for joining us today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway Tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørnhamna. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.